Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Well, of course, our lead story is from one of the places in the world that has been most unsettled and seen most violence in recent times. US President Donald Trump declaring that the war in Gaza is over after a summit in Egypt, as the 20 living Israeli hostages have been released by Hamas and nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners also released by Israel. We're joined now by Alexander Dragonetti, former British diplomat who worked in Gaza. Thank you for joining us. The hostages, the prisoners have been released. Donald Trump has been to the region and gone. Do you think momentum is building for this ceasefire to hold?
Yeah, I think momentum is definitely building. Good morning. I think that if you look at the history since 1948, you'd always bet against peace because it's been really hard to achieve. And we've just sort of hit cycle of violence, followed by ceasefire, followed by cycle of violence, followed by ceasefire. But I think this time does offer hope. I think that's right. Partly because this last round of conflict has been so bruising for both sides. And I think the dividends of peace look like they could outweigh the pain of war. And also, if Hamas step aside, who run Gaza and designated as a terrorist group, can't negotiate with them as part of the future, then again, that offers hope that that a deal could be possible with whoever comes after Hamas as a partner for peace.
It's often been said that the players themselves need to want peace. It doesn't appear that Israel will want a two-state solution anytime soon. Hamas is even disagreeing about disarming at the moment. So how much does an external force of aligned countries, such as in the Gulf and the Arab states and the US, have to play with all of this?
Well, I think it does make a huge difference. I mean, the pressure of the US, particularly of the region in the Middle East, has played a huge role in getting Hamas to accept that they will have to stand down from power. Now, the devil is in the detail of what that means in practice. But that's a really, really big step. Separately, then it's another step for them to disarm. And that might take more of a discussion about what the future state looks like, whether we can create a state of Palestine for that to happen. So, but in that short term, I think that regional pressure, that American pressure has done a lot for that. And I think it's also brought Israel to the table.
And of course, it really does depend whether America keeps the pressure on. But one of the players who was at Sharm el-Sheikh yesterday was the Palestinian Authority, which has been largely ineffectual in terms of being able to deal with Israel, even having its own elections. How do you see that role playing out in the near future? Do you see it being shored up by America and the Gulf and Arab states?
Yeah,
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.
The West has been backing the Palestinian Authority for years, trying to make sure that it's ready for a future Palestinian state if and when that comes. You know, Blair played a key role as leader of the Quartet back in sort of the 2010s, trying to build up Palestinian government through governance, through greater security. It's still not ready, is probably the truth, to take over Gaza. It hasn't had elections since 2006. It was kicked out of Gaza fighting Hamas in 2007. It's relatively unpopular amongst its people. It hasn't created the state of Palestine that people hoped it would. It's accused of corruption. Abbas, its leader, 89, is not the most popular.
So how can that be built up? And since you mentioned Tony Blair, he's not exactly the most popular person in the Arab world in terms. And in fact, I think Donald Trump said yesterday on the plane on the way over, he wasn't sure that Tony Blair would necessarily be confirmed to this board of peace that he's been talking about.
Yeah, Blair is a controversial figure, no doubt, because of the Iraq war. He does, on the flip side, have huge experience of the Middle East and knows the key people in it. So probably the answer is finding the right role where he can be useful, but completely within the context of distrust over Iraq. The others will be pushing for representation for themselves. So the Palestinians will want primarily the Palestinian Authority as part of that leadership group. But again, as we say, it needs to prove it can lead. The Middle East will want representation, especially if they're going to commit tens of billions of dollars to rebuilding Gaza. The World Bank estimates it needs $80 billion to rebuild. That's four times the GDP of the West Bank and Gaza combined. And so will the Europeans. You know, Blair is British, but he's not Keir Starmer's man. And he's not the French or the Germans' man either. So they will want representation. So it's going to be a complicated process to get to this next step. This is just step one.
And that is a quick question to ask you before we go. How do you convert a short-term peace such as a ceasefire like this into a genuine peace process?
I mean, it's hard is the headline. Getting to a ceasefire was hard. Getting to a two-state solution, which is the major option on the table, is going to be significantly harder. Again, as you've said, there's a lot of people who are skeptical it could work, a lot of people who maybe don't want it to work. So that's hard. That said, I think your point about internationalism is important by bringing the US into this, the region into this, in a depth that we haven't seen for a long time, could equalize the negotiations, sort of balance of power, flatten out the balance of power in the negotiations. And, you know, Trump clearly has a huge amount of sway in this. And if he says this is the deal, then that will carry some weight. And as I said before, you know, with Hamas out the picture, assuming they do stand down from power, separate to relinquishing weapons, then, you know, theoretically, you could have a partner who you could do a peace deal with in Gaza now. So reasons to be optimistic. But of course, history suggests you've got to be, you know, careful on that optimism.
All right. Cautious optimism. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Alexander Dragonetti there, former British diplomat who has worked in Gaza.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.